This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
Hello! It is late on a Sunday night.
We've already had to restart.
We've already had to restart because we are three brain cells combined.
Three brain cells. Cat that won't leave us alone.
I know. He's just staring at us and it's making me very uncomfortable. I'm trying to look at the camera.
Look up.
Look up at the camera. The cat's staring at me. I keep looking at myself down here. I just don't understand.
Uh-huh. We'll get through it. We're going to get through it.
We have to, because this is the last podcast of 2024.
Oh, man.
That sounds weird, right?
You had to say that.
Yeah. Ooh. This is going to be the last pod. We are forewarning you. Our holiday season is extremely busy here at the Unfiltered Union, and we want to give you guys a heads up that we're not really going to have enough time. We might have enough time, maybe, but most likely not. So don't expect an episode until 2025.
Yeah, but we'll get to our farewells of 2024 here in a moment. But
yes,
we need to start with the biggest topic right now of December 2024.
Yes.
The United Healthcare CEO who was
assassinated
allegedly
by Luigi Mangione.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Now, before that's a Bluey throwback.
Before we get into the heavy of that, did you see that the police were taking him either out of the whatever booking place he was in to Luigi? Transport? Yeah, Luigi. Uh-huh. Out of whatever booking place he was in. They were putting him in a squad car to take him somewhere else. And somebody said in like either the crowd outside, they said, "Hey, Luigi, it's me, Mario." I laughed so fucking hard.
There's a lot of memes out there right now. Let's start off with the easy, right? Let's start off with the easy. All of the memes out there right now about this individual and what they did and what all transpired throughout the whole event of it. You've got, you know, that Burger King wouldn't have snitched.
Yeah, we wouldn't have snitched. I just saw one like an hour ago that said it was RFK looking out of his car window and said, "A well-balanced meal at home wouldn't have snitched."
I mean, then you've got the Mario things that are going on. You've got the Princess Peach. Like, they're just coming out of the woodworks with all these memes. And obviously, this is a very serious situation. But I think a lot of people take grief and things that are this traumatic and put humor to it to try and make it through their lives. So no judgment.
Well, it doesn't help that health insurance is a pretty highly hated industry.
For sure. I mean, I think
I'm not excusing violence.
Nope.
I want to be clear. Violence, no good. Whatever grievances you have with people, you should settle them in ways that are not shooting each other or hurting each other.
Legal.
Right.
Let's do it legally.
Right. Correct.
I think that's kind of where the internet is divided right now, where it's a lot of people are acting like they're, and I hate to say it this way, we don't condone violence here at the Unfiltered Union, but I feel like a lot of people are almost surprised that something like this happened. I'm not either. Like, when it comes to healthcare, if you've ever seen, what was that movie Denzel was in?
John Q.
Right. John Q. That whole movie was pretty much based on a similar event, right?
They couldn't afford
care for his kid.
And then he was getting ready to,
don't spoil it,
you know, stuff, and then stuff was going to happen.
Right.
That was a powerful movie.
Lots of stuff. But the point is, like, that whole movie is around the healthcare industry. And everyone who lives in the United States knows that the healthcare industry is broken. I mean, it's a broken system, but
health insurance is a huge part of it.
Yeah. So to me, I'm not surprised. I think it's obviously tragic. And that the individual, what was his name? Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare. Obviously, he has family. He has people who loved him and needed his support, and vice versa. So it's a very sad event. But things like this, I think, almost come from desperation. And I'm not trying to give an excuse, but oh my gosh, it's
somebody
it's crazy.
Somebody online said something that was kind of like thought provoking. because I've been reading about this nonstop since it happened, because it's an unfortunate thing.
It's almost like
murder is no good, but it is very interesting how this dude was able to plan it. And it was a spectacle. He did it as a spectacle. And look, it has worked.
Yep.
People are talking about it. He's got memes made of him doing this stuff, or, you know, memes about it. He's got people that are like throwing themselves all over him in support. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, there's ways to do things that aren't murder to get your point across, dude. But
seriously, I feel like it's almost living in an episode of NCIS or CSI where he left these breadcrumbs, right? Like, for,
I think he knew he was going to get caught. I don't think he cared. But what that person online said was, Luigi Mangione killed one person. How many people did the CEO of United Healthcare kill?
I don't think you can say that, though. I don't.
I'm just saying, I don't directly, obviously nothing, but health insurance companies deny people's claims, right? That's their job. They don't want you to, I mean, if they approve all claims, they run out of money. They don't exist. So I thought that was a super interesting take on it. Like, I'm not, like I said, I'm going to say this over and over again in this podcast, I do not condone violence.
For this topic, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't condone violence unless you're defending yourself. But I guess my, like, the point, though, that they were trying to make is, like, they're in business, and their business is to make more money. It's capitalism. And to make more money, they have to deny claims. That's just the way it is. So them, there's somebody saying that, and then I did a little bit of more research on it. I read something about United Healthcare with, they have an AI tool that's supposed to act as guidance for their workers that, you know, approve and deny claims. And they were actually, from what I read, they were actually using this tool to deny claims. So you're using a robot that has no empathy, no nothing, to deny people's claims to healthcare, that their doctor, who is a professional, said they needed. That makes no sense to me. How does somebody, because a lot of these people that are doing the denials of claims in the offices, they're not doctors.
Right.
So how do they know that this person, he doesn't need that, we just do this? It's like, you don't know nothing.
It's a very broken system.
That's like me saying Bob doesn't need that treatment because he can go do this instead. It's like, I don't know. I don't know, mm-hmm. Bob. United Healthcare, they don't know anybody. They don't know a bunch of people that they're denying these claims for.
Right.
That's messed up. It's a terrible, terrible system. I hate it.
Very passionate.
Yes. But how the heck is a CEO of a company like that out there without people, bodyguards and stuff?
Well, okay, so let's talk about that for a second. Security for that CEO specifically. So Brian Thompson was walking from his hotel going to a conference that was down the street, downtown Manhattan, Radio City, like all the things, right? Just walking past all the things, mm-hmm. in New York that you see on the Christmas parade, right?
Yeah.
Or Thanksgiving parade, whatever. So
it's a highly populated area that probably feels safe, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. So he is the CEO of a healthcare company.
Health insurance.
Okay. Sorry. Health insurance company. So with a CEO of a health insurance company, you think that they need to have security?
It's a well-known, hated industry.
What about security for the CEO of Boeing, for example?
I think that high-profile individuals that are in industries that are looked upon negatively, such as health insurance.
Superintendent of a school.
I don't know. I don't. It depends, I guess, if what their outlook is on themselves in their school districts. So if your kid's in a school that's pushing something that you are, and it's going to happen everywhere. But if you are
I'm just listing off jobs that are, you know, highly controversial, where you could make one decision and it literally could haunt you for the rest of your career.
Well, think about that with healthcare, health insurance.
That's what I'm saying. But there's a lot of those. So it's like
they do that on a daily basis and deny people's claims.
Well, do you think that we would have to have each of those have security? Should the company pay for it? Sure. Should the individual pay for it? Like, it gets to be a really slippery slope when you talk about...
Yeah, I think they should.
Yeah, you think who should?
That company.
The United, company should pay
United
for
Healthcare.
Security.
100%.
What about their CFO?
Anybody who is in a position like that in a company like United Healthcare should have security.
Even a CFO, a COO, a chief of staff.
You should protect your people.
I mean, okay, so what about a claims representative?
I honestly was thinking about this the other day. If I worked for United Healthcare, I'm in IT now. If I worked in United Healthcare as an IT person, I would tell no one. I'm not joking.
Hmm.
And the reason why is because of the negative connotations that are related to being in health insurance. Even if I was this low-level schmuck that I am in real life, if I worked at United Healthcare or any healthcare company, I keep saying healthcare, it's health insurance. Mm-hmm. I want to make that clear. It's health insurance. It's not a doctor.
Right.
If I worked in a health insurance place, I would just say I'm in IT.
We wouldn't have a LinkedIn.
No, I wouldn't. I would not post that. I would be afraid to be 100% honest with you.
That's crazy.
Even as a low level employee, it's because of the negativity that company harbors.
That's crazy. What about the IRS?
I wouldn't tell people that. I'm serious.
We'll see if it still exists next year.
I didn't even meet this guy. I've only known about one person in my entire life that works for the IRS.
So you knew somebody, but you never met them?
Yes.
Oh.
It was old coworker. Her husband worked for the IRS.
Oh.
Did he exist? I don't know. I never met the guy.
Well, then you go on to the whole idea of this individual who was an employee at McDonald's, then gave the tip, right, on finding.
Here we go with the memes.
Luigi. Right. I mean, it's a meme now, and that you stayed at home, had a healthy meal.
Yeah.
Or
you said
Burger King wouldn't have ratted
I wouldn't
you
have
out.
Snitched. And then the RFK one that said a well-balanced meal at home wouldn't have snitched on you.
But of all places, right? Luigi was in a town called Altoona in Pennsylvania,
which we are very familiar with.
Yes, I have family up that way, and we have family up that way. But it kind of made me laugh because you don't hear about Altoona often.
Now it's constant.
Yep. Now everybody knows where it is.
I don't know that the whole thing is crazy to me.
It really is, but
it's terrifying. And because I have a hard time with the morality of it, like thou shall not murder.
Absolutely.
You don't, but
it's not hard to believe in our day and time right now that this has happened.
I'm not sympathetic to him.
Right.
But I am sympathetic to the people that have been denied healthcare by an health insurance company that they've worked with their doctor. Their doctor said they needed it for their health, and they were told no by someone who was not their doctor.
Broken system.
That bothers the heck out of me. And this is such a hard line to tiptoe around.
Mm-hmm.
But that is why you get radicalized people that then take matters into their own hand and perform vigilantism, essentially.
Yep.
Whether or not you agree with what he did, I don't agree with that. But I can be sympathetic to the people that have been negatively affected by health insurance.
Agreed.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Without being a radical.
That you have an unfiltered opinion. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, for sure.
But Luigi has decided to fight extradition to New York, and it's a process within the legal system that could take weeks, but he's been denied bail, so
he's stuck in jail.
He's stuck in Pennsylvania. So
I did read right before we jumped on this podcast that he hired a very highly sought after attorney in New York, Manhattan, I believe. So he's prepping.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm curious. This is going to be a highly publicized, I guarantee you, it's going to be a highly publicized trial. And Netflix, I'm sure, has already bought rights to the documentary to this.
I said that. This is going to be one of those true crime docuseries. Yeah. And yep, it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that he left a bag full of Monopoly money and then he had delay. He went
through Central Park. Right. Like, that is true crime shit.
Well, and then on the bullet casings, had delay, deny, depose, I think is what they said inscribed on the casings. He did this as a spectacle.
Yep.
And it worked.
It's crazy.
Because of, I mean, there are people like literally worshiping this guy for what he did.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's cultish. But it's weird that you're praising a dude for murdering someone.
Yeah.
You might want to check yourself out because you're crazy too. Like I said, you shouldn't support murder.
Speaking of spectacle.
He was a father, a husband.
Right.
Blah, blah,
Brian.
Blah. Yes.
Thompson.
The CEO.
Yes. Right.
Next.
Speaking of spectacle, have you heard about the drones?
In New York, or not New York, New Jersey, right?
New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania is where they've been reported. Some people have even said Miami at this point, but Miami's got all kinds of weird stuff going on anyways.
Yeah, I don't know. If you fly a drone in Florida, there's like a 95% chance that thing's not coming back.
But they're already shooting at it, and I forget if it was New Jersey or Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I saw that video.
They're shooting at
a pistol shooting at a freaking flying drone. So he's shooting like diagonally.
Hundreds of yards away, but if not miles.
It's coming down somewhere.
Don't do that, people.
No.
Don't do that. No, don't be Mr. Floridian out there shooting at the hurricane, making it go somewhere else. Don't do that.
No.
Anyways, do you think it's drones?
I don't know. I have a hard time. This is what I don't like, though. People knocking people that believe that it could be something extraterrestrial. I think that's ridiculous.
Why?
I think it's ridiculous. People that are discounting other people's opinions of it being extraterrestrial. Why? Because has it been proven to be false? No. So shut the fuck up.
So do you want to do your take on it? Or
no, go ahead.
Okay. So my take on this is that it's one of two things, in my opinion. I don't think it's extraterrestrial.
I don't know. I don't think so either, but
I mean, sure. Somebody
but do
else
you know what
that.
It is?
I'm not going to discredit somebody for saying that.
That's all I'm trying to say, because I don't think so either.
I think that it's either foreign military.
Which is bad.
Right. Which is bad. And or it's our own military.
So let that dude keep shooting at him if it's somebody else.
So I've read a couple of things, and I feel like you could go on conspiracytheory.com at this point and you could find a million different things, reasons why, and just don't go down the rabbit hole.
No, it's actually kind of fun. I highly recommend it.
I wouldn't. But when it comes to these mystery drones, I do think they're drones, whether they are our own or if they are someone else. That's what is bothering me. Are they either Iran or North Korea or Russian or?
Well, the other reason why I don't discount it being extraterrestrial is there has been like declassified videos of fighter pilots and the cameras on those fighter planes recording these weird objects flying over the ocean. No trails, like no heat signatures that are showing propulsion. in one direction, and then all of a sudden they would just dead stop. It's like,
we don't have the tech for that.
Per our physics that we know, that's impossible. Then all of a sudden that thing stops, then it launches straight up in the air, like at a bajillion miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. Like, it's physically impossible according to our physics.
Yeah.
Our
science. I don't think that, I'm not discrediting that, but I don't think that, and I hope not, that extraterrestrials wouldn't start in New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. Like, I mean, Roswell sounded like a better place because there's nothing around, right? Like, slowly introduce themselves. But you go to a highly populous area like New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania, like, that's a lot of people you're introducing yourself to really quick.
Well, I know that they did not start in Florida because they wouldn't have survived to go anywhere else.
Well, after what happened in the Miami Mall, earlier this year?
Yeah, that was, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think they would do that again. Like, they learned. Miami, you don't
Florida
start with a highly populous area.
Florida in general, you just leave it alone. They're like, we're going to take
a stick.
Yeah, we're going to take over the rest of the world, but Florida will leave it alone.
Yep, nope. That's a no-fly zone. Don't go there.
Don't go there. You're not going to make it out.
So maybe that's why they're trying up north.
We got Metheny, Florida man.
Bath salts McGee.
Alligators. And frozen
Crocs.
Lizards. Yeah.
Crocs.
Just don't mess around.
Crocs on
here.
Your feet. Crocs that go chomp.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot.
Crocs that go chomp.
But did you say what your take is? You think it's extraterrestrial?
I don't really know. I think it's probably some military testing and stuff like that. Because they never say, oh yeah, that was us. They'll never do that because then
they have to admit it.
They have to admit it. And they're there are things that DARPA has and does that would blow our minds as of right now. Like, maybe that is ours.
Yep.
That weird orb over the ocean. It could be DARPA. DARPA has tech, supposedly, that if they released it right now, we would think that was from, like, the far future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with the mystery drones.
I am curious to... I wish that, you know, something...
We do plan to visit our family, you know, in the spring up at that area. So we'll see if we get to see him.
I hope. I wish that dude that was shooting at it would have hit it and knocked it down so we could actually get a close look at it.
Don't give anybody ideas.
No. Don't do it. But he already did it.
If you are practicing your 2A amendment, please, or your 2A amendment, your Second Amendment rights. You're practicing your Second Amendment rights. Just keep it at home. Keep it safe.
Yeah, don't shoot at
things in the air.
A thing.
No,
you're shooting into airspace. You that's definitely a federal offense.
Yeah, don't do that.
You're going to jail.
Don't do that.
Don't
be smart.
Be smart.
We love you. Okay, moving on. Wrapped.
Oh, Spotify.
Spotify Wrapped. I'm so excited. We do this every year.
So this year, before we start, I will say I only had one Taylor Swift song on there.
I'm so proud.
Of who?
You. I'm just kidding. I know it's not you. It's our kid. It's our daughter.
It's unfortunately my... I got to get my phone out.
Yep.
Unfortunately, my account, my Spotify account, is linked to our Amazon Alexa. Mm-hmm. So it ends up, all the kids come in here and they play Tay Tay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get my entire Spotify rap gets ruined.
So top artists, top songs, and total minutes listened. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start. My top artist is Taylor Swift.
Why?
I don't know. Probably your kid.
I feel like you don't have an excuse like I do.
Not as good of one, that's for sure.
No.
Okay, so in the car, we play DJ. And
don't blame her.
Partially. I do really like Don't Blame Me. That's a really good song. But partially, I think when we drive in the car, we play DJ, so we each take a turn with the music. She plays a lot of Tay-Tay.
She does. I will say that, but that's your number one?
That's my number one artist, yeah.
That's your fault.
It is not.
Yes, it is. Don't yes, it is. I don't know. I will say that I don't think it would be your number one, but I do think it would be on your top five.
Maybe.
Not maybe.
Maybe.
No, I'm pretty sure.
What's your one?
Well, I want you to guess.
You know, you want me to guess your number one?
Yeah.
I think I already know, I think, because I think you said it out loud and I told you to shh.
No, I didn't.
Beartooth?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Beartooth. I love Beartooth. Y'all should listen to Beartooth.
Okay. Ready for my other ones? I'm going to list the rest.
Doja Cat's on there.
No.
Ah. Why?
You know the other one.
Lizzo?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
She's number two. Lizzo's number two. Benson Boone is number three, Halsey number four, and Jack Harlow number five.
I know none of them.
You would know the songs, and I'm sure I'll tell you in just a minute.
If I heard them. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you think my number two is? You have to get this.
Party?
One. Yeah, yes. And then number three, Taylor Swift. I blame her. Yeah. And then number four is Bill Murray. And number five, which I'm surprised that my number five isn't higher, but it's Falling in Reverse.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Songs?
Ready?
Yeah.
Loving on Me, which is the Jack Harlow song.
Bless you. No idea. I'd have to hear it.
Put Continue. Your loving on me.
Bless you.
Okay. Beautiful Things.
Okay, I know that one. Mm-hmm. That's been overplayed.
Yeah, for sure. Lose Control.
Bless you.
Okay. Paint the Town Red, Doja Cat.
And is that the one in the...
I said what I said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That thing got stuck in my head for like 6 months because of you.
Uh-huh. It's a good song. And then Water.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand why you like that song.
I don't know either.
Making Me Water?
It don't make
You're
sense.
You already are 70% water.
I think it means...
I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm being science.
Good job.
I think it means point down. Oh, thank you, honey. I appreciate you.
So glad I could help.
Yeah, you taught me everything.
All right.
When? My turn. Mm. Top song, number one, The Better Me by Beartooth.
Yep.
Number two is, this one's funny, but it makes sense because the artist is not on my top five list. It may, yeah. Out of Style by Limp Bizkit.
yeah. That was in the last couple months.
Yeah, I blew that song up really bad. And then three, Truck Bed.
Yeah.
Four, I Was Alive. Mm-hmm. And five, All My Life.
So literally all of your top artists except for Limp Bizkit that won.
Yeah, so Limp Bizkit should probably be replaced Tay Tay.
Maybe. All right, so total minutes listened.
12,571.
You beat me.
Of course I did.
How is that possible?
I listen to music constantly. You hate it. I listen to music while I'm taking a shower.
I don't mind that, but I mind. I actually was commuting to work for a bit there.
Where? There?
This year. So I only have 10,449 compared to yours. That's crazy.
Yeah, but.
Crazy.
Even when you were going into the work and commuting, I was still listening to music all day.
I get it.
Here by myself.
Oh, honey.
Because I don't want to hear my thoughts.
Okay, so Google Photos now also has a Wrapped.
I know. I saw that and I went through a couple of them. I thought that was pretty cool.
Me too. I thought couple of them.
Sorry.
I want to do the year in color and your vibes for 2024. Can you pull yours up? What were your top 2024 colors?
Number one, well, I think it's number one, is green. Number two is blue. Number three is violet.
So are mine.
See, this shit is crap. I was giving Google all these props.
But maybe it's because we have shared photo albums.
Oh, that is why. Me either. All of my photos end up on your library and all of yours are on mine. Right. So yeah. And but they make sense to me because I like to fish.
Yeah.
Blue water. And then when I go fishing, I take pictures of fish and the landscapes and all that stuff. So lots of green in Florida. Makes a lot of sense. But
I didn't even think about that.
It's dumb.
Just now. Well, also our 2024 vibes, because again, we share a Google photo album. Is Chef's Kiss, Always Outdoors, and Covered in Sand.
Makes
Very
sense.
Floridian.
Makes sense. Chef's Very Kiss. Floridian. We like to eat.
Food.
Yes. Los Food. Chapos Tacos.
Food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah. Always outdoors.
Always outdoors. Like I said, fishing.
Mm-hmm. covered in sand. We like the beach.
Like the beach, fishing.
Yes, nice. Okay, well, that didn't go how I expected it.
No, that was bad.
But it's still cute. Like, they did a good job.
Yeah, I like the, see, now that's different to me than the Spotify Wrapped thing, because it just pulls, like, uses AI and pulls your best photos of the year. Of course you're going to forget the photos.
Why say that?
We literally take like 20,000 photos each every year.
At least, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So that's 40,000 photos. And a lot of them, you take it and then you just forget about it. But this thing brings them back. And you're like, oh, I remember that. I remember going to that restaurant and trying that. And it really sucked. Or I went to that restaurant. That was the best taco I ever had. Los Chapos, I love you.
Well, I also have in our show notes for today, a Christmas gift shopping list.
I went through that list and I thought, what a bunch of garbage.
Why did you think that?
It's just a bunch of trash.
So on today.com, there is an article that is Hot Holiday Toys for 2024.
That fake record player for kids? I thought that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, so not new and innovative then.
That's what they said that was?
Well, I wanted us to look at that list and say what's new and innovative and what's not. So that's one of your nots.
I went on there and I looked through the entire thing and I thought none of them were new and innovative.
Really?
Yes. I was disappointed at that list. Okay. Not gonna lie.
I can hear you. I can hear you on that.
It was stuff that we, like Furby. That was on there.
I know. I'm like,
how is that new and innovative? That's Furby.
Well, even they had a Spider-Man super web slinger on there. I'm like, that's so like 2000s.
Old. I remember wanting that as a kid.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm looking at all this. I'm like, you're recycling stuff from our childhood. You're modernizing it, but it's the same. Like, there's this little mini record player that you actually change the songs by putting these other fake records on it. I'm like, nobody has a CD player anymore.
Right.
It's Spotify. We just talked about this. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing?
Yep.
Nobody even really has an iPod anymore.
Well, they have like Tamagotchis on here and digital cameras.
How is all that stuff new and innovative?
Right.
None of it is.
So the only thing on the list that I thought was new or innovative is the new Disney Interactive toys. It's almost like a Tamagotchi, but it's a Disney character, right? And it's almost like a hologram type screen.
Yeah, I've seen those before. It moves fast back and forth. It's like these LEDs that light up. Mm-hmm. They move, and I think you can touch it.
Yep.
But it's still just a Tamagotchi.
I mean, essentially, right? But they've taken it up a little bit, a little more innovative than just a Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchis are the shit, by the way.
They were back in the 90s.
I still like them.
I can't.
I buy our kid that stuff on purpose so I can play with it too.
Yeah, I know, hon. I know. But it just seems like there aren't very many like innovative new toys. It's all still very like basic and not.
It's stuff we had.
Right. And I don't know if that means we're.
Everything is stale. Like,
right.
Well, you could see it in movies.
I'm glad you feel that way too.
They can. Well, that's why I looked at that.
I feel like music's the same way now. Like they call it sampling. It's not just sampling anymore. No. You are flat out doing a remix at this point.
Yeah, it's, you better give them credit. But I looked at that list and I was like, I remember wanting half this stuff as a kid.
Right.
How does this make sense?
And we're in our 30s.
Right. Like the web slinger. All they did was do a fresh coat of paint.
Right.
I was like, what the heck? Now it's not made of lead.
No asbestos.
Yeah, no asbestos. Like, you don't have to wear a gas mask to play with your toys anymore.
Christmas is coming.
That's the innovativeness. You're not going to, you won't get cancer from it.
Right. No more chemicals. Christmas is coming.
But it's in your Fruit Loops.
And here in Florida, like, I think we started a lot of new traditions that I consider Floridian.
Yeah, we need to calm down.
Oh, okay. So we do the boat parade every year. There's the Alafaya River, and it runs through the middle of Hillsborough County, and there's a boat parade. We love it.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get more Floridian than that. Mm-hmm. There is a boat out there that had Santa on a sleigh, but instead of reindeer, it was alligators.
It was all lights.
It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. I was like, I want to know that guy. The boat was
lit up, and that was what was lit up, was a Santa with alligators.
It was hilarious. I laughed so hard. I was like, that dude is cool, and I want to know him.
Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's nice to be outside on the water, watching the boats go by. It was a little chilly. But then we also... It's getting later every minute. So we did the boat parade, but then we also did a street parade in what you consider East Tampa, Brandon area. And in that street parade, at the very end, Santa is on a boat with Bass Pro Shop.
That's very good.
It's very Floridian.
Yeah.
I feel like these are very Floridian things. We go to a boat parade, mm-hmm. and they have lights of Santa and alligators, and then we actually saw Santa on a boat.
And then we did we went to the Hillsborough County Fairgrounds and did their little
drive-through lights.
Now, that was a ripoff.
I don't consider that very Floridian, because we could do that in Virginia too. So
yeah, I mean, I will say we had our windows down, which was kind of cool.
Okay. And it's not snowy, sleeting, cold.
So. But it was so expensive.
Yeah.
It was $30 a car.
To go in.
So we packed the entire neighborhood. We had 9 people in a van.
Legally.
Allegedly. We had 9 people in our van. We all had seatbelts. There was 9 seatbelts, you know. Anyway, don't tell. And that was $30. So we saved a little bit of money by packing everybody in there. But then we went at the very end. You can park your car, and there's like this little carnival.
Mm-hmm. They call it Santa's Village.
Yeah. Santa's rich, he's making a ton of money, because it was $5 per kid per ride.
Mm-hmm. One ticket was $5 to go on the carousel.
So, of course, the kids see that, and they're like, yeah, we go. And you're like, no, we got to go home. It's late. And it was late.
You don't believe in Christmas.
Yeah, and then they start guilt tripping you, and then you got to go in there. To take a picture with your own phone with Santa was $5. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, Santa, you're loaded, bro. I'm confused. But I wanted to like it because it's Christmas and it's could be a good thing to do with the kids. It was just too much money.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd do it again. Very expensive.
Pricing was just out of it was too much.
And Lord knows we're already paying so much money this time of year, not just presents, but we also had our kiddo's show choir. She had to have a specific outfit for. Then she had her art show. You got to buy the kids art because, again, don't you love me?
Yeah.
And then
they do Cone of Ice.
Kona Ice.
Yes, but it's called Kona of Ice here. But then they do that every other Friday. That's $7 a pop.
Then they're doing a holiday party. They've also got the holiday shop. They got to buy gifts for all their friends at the holiday shop. Like, can you get any more out of us at this point? Like,
right. And we had to send money with her for the holiday shop so she could buy stuff for us. It's like, but you're using my money.
So I bought something for me.
Yeah. And it's something that, you know, she thinks we're going to like, which we're going to like it because we have to. We're going to love it.
Love it.
It's going to be a squishy or something.
Forever.
A freaking stuffed teddy bear. Sorry, you guys, if you see this inappropriate imagery, this is a cat butt. He needs to sit down. He doesn't understand camera etiquette.
You just want to live. But then there's also this time of year where the elf shows up.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Mia the elf is ours, and she's back for another year.
And she pooped all in our sink.
Yep. So you can tell whose nights is whose. But yes, she absolutely pooped in the sink. She's swinging from the chandelier right now.
Yes, she is.
I showed our kiddo the toad on the chandelier.
Oh, with the screaming.
She laughed. She thought it was funny. Then what else has she done? She was on top of the fish tank. I want to see her go in the fish tank.
I do too.
I hope she does that one of these days.
I mean, we need to buy her a scuba gear.
I think that would be funny.
Well, she was on the ceiling fan spinning around real fast.
She's crazy.
The fan part was really funny, though. Because when our kiddo walked out of the bedroom and she saw her on the fan, she was like, oh, my God. I think she almost panicked. And then you go in there and you troll her a little bit. Turn the fan up high as it goes. And the thing is like horizontal with the ceiling. It was so funny. Ben, come on, bro. That's not appropriate.
The ideas that elf comes up with, and I'm sure she needs more. So send them on in.
Oh, yeah. And we have a podcast host. If you look in our episode descriptions, it says send us a text.
That was a very nerdy thing you just did.
So send us a text.
Yes.
With suggestions, please.
All your love.
And we'll even talk about it if you send us a text.
Yeah. Talk about you.
Send us topics. Mm-hmm. Anything you want. Send it to us.
For 2025.
No nudes.
Again.
No nudes to the text, though. Don't.
Because again, 2025, we'll be back. We're going to enjoy the rest of 2024 in the holiday. We'll be back for 2025.
And we love you.
Have a great, safe, happy new year.
And Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.